Good evening and welcome to the special meeting of the Board of Directors of the Town of Discovery Bay. We'll start the special meeting at 6:30 PM this evening. Roll call, please.
President Still.
Here.
Vice President Pease.
Here.
Director Graves.
Here.
Director Lee.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Great, all in attendance. At this time, we'll open public comment. There is no public. We will now close public comment. I'll turn over to council regarding item C.
Board will adjourn into closed session regarding item D1 on the agenda.
Thank you very much. Good evening. We will now return to open session. There was no reportable action. At this time, we'll adjourn our meeting. Next. All right. Good evening. At this time, I'd like to open the annual meeting of the members of the Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority at 7 p.m. Please rise with me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
President Still.
Here.
Vice President Pease.
Here.
Director Graves.
Here.
Director Lee.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
At this time, we'll open public comments. Individual public comments will be limited to a 3-minute time limit. During the public comments, the public may address the board on any issue within the authority's jurisdiction, which is not on the agenda. The public may comment on any item on the agenda that is before the board for consideration. Any person wishing to speak must come up and speak from the podium. There will be no dialogue between the board and the commenter. Any clarifying questions from the board must go through the chair. Is there any public comment? Seeing no public comment, we'll now close public comments. Moving on to item C, a new business status report and update on the Discovery Bay Public Financing Authority. General Manager, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. This is an annual item that comes before you to fulfill the bond obligations established with our public financing back in 2012, and the Public Financing Authority has to report annually to the public as well as to the bondholders. So this item will fulfill those obligations on behalf of the Public Financing Authority. And what you have before you this evening in the agenda report is the list of projects that were identified for funding and what the remaining balances of those projects are. As you know, the projects are now all complete. This is through June 30th, and so we do have the financials have changed somewhat on them, but that will be brought to you when we do the next financial statement, the quarterly financial statement. That'll come back to you. Right now, the last project is the clarifier oxidation ditch project, secondary project, and that is in punch list stage right now, and they're clearing all their equipment out, and so we've spent $14.6 million in 3 years and about 3 months. So we exceeded by a couple of months the requirements, but we were certainly well on our way. If you have any questions, we'd be certainly happy to answer them.
And I was hoping the engineer was going to be here today. The question I have is on the three projects underwater. Project improvements where we missed the budget by about $658,000. So I was trying to get a feel for what involved it, how we missed it.
I did discuss that issue. I'm sorry.
No, he gave us updates on that each month as we went through. He told us where we were missing and why we were missing as we went through the budgetary process. Did you get a summary of that? Is that what you want?
It didn't stick in my mind.
I did discuss that with him, and he reminded me that project was, when it was bid, the bids came in high. And it's not that we were over budget on change orders and that sort of thing, it was that the bids were higher than the original estimate was.
On one of them, he took credit for, because he's the one that put together the kind of the budget for what we needed, and he said he missed the target. Because of any fault other than the fact that things are more expensive when they got bid out from when he made his estimates. The time that elapsed in between because of construction increases and other things. But that was just one of them. I'm not sure. It was like for a couple hundred or 300,000.
That's fine.
Is he on his way?
He's supposed to be. This is just a receive and file report. There's no action that's necessary. We will go ahead and once the meeting is adjourned, we will go ahead and forward the information to the proper parties, as well as to our joint power authority partner, Bayou Breath and Irrigation District, so they know that we did conduct the meeting as well.
I think these projects and the whole process was well done overall, and the budgets were close, so there were some things that we couldn't control in that budget, but I thought we kept a pretty sharp pencil and we spent that wisely. So.
I'd love to take you guys at any time you want to go down and show you the final product. Some of them don't look like much, but some of them look like a lot, especially the most recent projects, the clarifier, the oxidation ditch. So you look at some of those and you look at it and say money well spent, and it's nice to have them behind us. We have that redundancy in place. So if we do have an emergency situation, we can go ahead and accommodate all of our flows.
Yeah, as far as the ball, thank you. All right, any other comments?
Yeah, I just want to clarify, overall, I'm very satisfied with the way the projects have come out in the overall budget. So.
And I will say that, along with Director Pease, you know, I mean, it's a 5% cost overrun. I'm disappointed that we had it. It would have been nice to have everything come in. But I think that the management of it, of the funds was done well. Our accounting for the funds was done well. And I do appreciate establishing that JPA, so we were able to, this JPA, to in order to be able to cut our costs and our bonding situation.
And also, you keep in mind that they were able to come in and save us some money on a couple other projects that we had that came in under bid.
Mm-hmm. So it's solar dryers, especially.
Yeah, exactly. So it's actually pretty fair.
Pretty strategic.
That's the first one he's really missed.
All right. Well, any further discussion? All right. At this time, we're going to adjourn this meeting. Thank you very much. All right. Moving on to the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Town of Discovery Bay. I'm going to open the meeting now at 7:06. We've done our pledge allegiance. Roll call, please.
President Still.
Here.
Vice President Pease.
Here.
Director Graves.
Here.
Director Lee.
Here.
Director Simon.
Here.
Time will open public comment, 3-minute time limit. Anybody have public comment? Seeing no public comment, we'll now close public comment, move on to item C, presentations, fuel, water, operations, and maintenance of water and wastewater facilities for the town of Discovery Bay. Shell Manager, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. As Lenita McCauley-Bates, president of Veolia, comes to the podium, I'd like to just remind the board that Veolia is in the final prongs of a 5-year contract. They've got about 6 months remaining in that contract. This is the renewal phase process, and this is the kickoff to that. So Lenita's going to go ahead and give an update of where they've been, where we are, and where we're going.
Well, thank you very much.
Get a microphone?
The microphone holder broke.
I think that's it. Again, I'm Lenita McCauley-Bates. I'm Senior Vice President for Veolia North America, and I have been in front of the board a couple of times before, and I'm very honored that you're allowing us to speak again today. I will be going through a couple of things today, and then I will turn it over to Bernie to speak about the operations, and then I'll come back to close. I think I'm clicking right.
Where's your phone at? Over here.
There we go.
That's because I did it.
So the topics we'll cover today is a very brief summary of our scope of services, our safety record. We'll discuss the on-site and off-site staff support. Now this was a very important topic the last two times that I came in front of the board, ensuring that we had the appropriate staff and ensuring that we are retaining the appropriate staff. Repairing, maintenance, community involvement that we have here in the County Discovery Bay, our accomplishments, financial summary, and the benefits, and then we'll just conclude.
Great, push a button.
Okay. As you know,
she did.
Yeah.
I got too far.
That's okay. There we go. As you know, we do the O&M for the wastewater facility, and we also do the O&M for the potable transportation facility maintenance and repairs, which is significant there. And we do all of this, and CCTV, that was another important topic the last time I was here as well. Mm-hmm. And we do the CCTV for the town as well. Bernie has been a very huge benefit to the town of Somerville and Peoria. Under his leadership, we have made some tremendous strides in our community. We're proud to report that during the calendar year 2014, the town of Discovery Bay went accident free, and 2015, mm-hmm. and prior. Now we are at 2,266 days without an OSHA recordable incident. That is, safety is number one for Veolia. That is one thing that we want to ensure that our employees go home the same way that they came into the organization to work every day. So that's a huge accomplishment, and we're very proud of that. The team of Discovery Bay were committed to continue to build and develop a prime safety program. I looked at the safety records today. I did an audit of the facility and reviewed not only safety and the training that we do, but we have the lockout tagouts that we do, the record keeping, and the facility is being managed very well. On-site and off-site training. Again, this was a huge issue for us the last time. And one of the issues that we had was retention of our employees and ensuring that we had retention. We had went back and we looked at salary and ensuring that we were paying appropriately. We did a salary survey. And due to that survey, we did raise some rates to pay the employees what they deserve to be paid. We're also ensuring that the employees get the training that they are entitled to and should have with the company. We've had no turnovers in the last 24 months. The current staff is what they've been. We have 8 employees. We have staffed up appropriately, so we have the appropriate employees also on staff. As you see, who our off-site support includes, and it includes me also. I've been here at first as the attorney for the West region, and now I'm senior vice president. Veolia believes in retaining our staff and also giving opportunities to change your position or grow into the company. Now I'm going to turn it over to Bernie to give a little bit of an operation update.
So I'm just going to hit some of the high points over the since we've been here on contract since 2011, of some of the accomplishments we've been able to bring to town of the Discovery Bay. We have a comprehensive CCMS program for mental maintenance and corrective action maintenance. And as you can see here in 2014, which I give you an update each month, and it shows how many preventable and preventive and corrective actions we did. But this is the total for the year 2014. Almost 3,000 PMs are produced every year that our staff goes out and does on all the equipment. And also, on top of that, we had over 60 corrective, which means repairing or replacing something that has been broken or been out of service for a while. So our staff stays pretty busy to make sure Discovery Bay's equipment stays in working order and reliable when needed. We try to play a part here in the community. We sponsor Earth Day since its inception 4 years ago. We've been a major sponsor of that, which helped pay for part of the dog park back there. We've sponsored the movie of the park. We've sponsored the local military in-house by participating in the golf tournament. We support the high school and their athletics. And this past year, we donated spray nozzles for water conservation. So, if you want to wash your car or something, we'll give you a spray nozzle to help you do that. Some of the accomplishments over the last 5 years is that we have CC and flushed 96% of the mapped Discovery Bay. And this includes everything except the new subdivision, the new part of the Lakes subdivision. That's the part that's currently being constructed. And once that area is done in the next couple of years, we will get to that area. But everything else has been flushed and TV up to this point. And we're getting ready to start the flushing cycle back over here in the next few weeks. We'll start over again and start flushing the system again. When we first came in, there were some issues with our lift stations. Some were missing pumps. Some of the station had guide rails missing. We had to move pumps from one lift station to another to keep them working. And over this period of time, we were able to bring all 15 lift stations into 100% reliability with all pumps running. And they have been that way for the last 3 years, reliable. We were able to help develop and ability to bring the water plants into more consistent operation, setting the pressure where you every time you turn that faucet on, because that's one of the biggest worries is I get a phone call that there's no water. So we're able to tweak that down to where you have constant water, constant pressure. We have eliminated the brown water calls for some of your board members. That used to be a big issue in down. You get a brown water call. Not going to look at me. It's been several years since we've had one of that to maintenance on the backwash tanks. We have assisted the district in meeting their water conservation goals through by better plant operations. We've been able to extend life on doing the proper PMs and the predictive maintenance on the equipment through a CMMS program. And we also do some in-house maintenance to help the town save money by installing valves where we just buy, where the community buys the valves and we install them with no outside help. So some other accomplishments, we help reduce SSO time response time to less than 30 minutes. We're able to get people here on site. We have a SSO trailer that the community owned. We took it, we put every piece of equipment we needed in that trailer. So when we have an SSO, whoever gets the call, hooks the trailer up, goes to that site, and everything's there. So you don't have to run around looking for tools. What do I need this? It's all right there. And that's helped to reduce the response time and helped reduce the amount of sewage it's got out. We've been able to last several times, capture everything, keep everything to a minimum. And there's been no environmental effects and no violations of that. We put the wastewater samplers on float pace, which is part of our NPDES requirement with the state. For a long period of time, when we first got here, they were set up on a timer where every time you pull a sample, which they're supposed to be on float pace, we've got that done. We put better chemical feed pumps in our water plants where the pumps last longer. They used to use some old, very inexpensive pumps that we replace every 6 months. The current pump system we've had over 3 years. So more reliability and lasts longer. And we've been able to divert flow with the construction of the secondary project at Plant 2, where we are now just operating one wastewater plant instead of two. All flow is now diverted into Plant 2, and Plant 1 is now in the process of being decommissioned and assessed for future needs of if we need people to do whatever town decides to do with it. And we've rehabilitated the transfer station at both plants that have been unmovable for about 10 years. Financials, if you want to throw it up? Yeah. Okay. Part of our contract was that we operate on a fixed fee with a based on a CIP every year. And we also, the town takes care of the chemicals and sludge removal. And then we operate with two maintenance budgets that the town provides for us. And then with Veolia's commitment, we were able to use over 100 plus vendors that we have partnered with and go out and buy equipment, tools, parts to help the facilities, and at that we were able to pass on that savings to the town with no markup. So we use one of our sole vendors, we get a markdown, we pass that savings on to you with no markup. An example of some of those is the Hawk instruments that we have at all the facilities. Granger, we buy a lot of maintenance supplies from, and Adam Bradley is instrumentation, which is what we put at the new plant and what we hope to be moving forward with. So we're able to pass those savings on to the community.
Thank you. Thanks, Bernie. So as you can see, Veolia brings some depth to the town of Discovery Bay, but we're nothing without places such as the town of Discovery Bay. As a former resident of this community, I am thrilled that we are still here, and I am so excited to renew our contract and go forward, if that's what the board chooses to do. We are very motivated. Our staff is motivated. They're excited to be here on a day-to-day basis. Who wouldn't be? It's a beautiful community. We are proud of our accomplishments. We intend to do lots more. The safety that our record that we have reflects the culture. When people are happy to go to work, they usually come home safely. So I believe our safety culture reflects that. Every effort is made to limit any negative impacts to the town of Discovery Bay financially. And we value our partnership. And as I stated before, we look forward to a bright future. We've been operating since 2009, first under the emergency agreement, and continued on in 2011 with our permanent agreement. And I see a bright future. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Any questions?
Go ahead. Just one question. I didn't realize it going online, but on the sampling and analysis of the data review, I didn't know that we did that in-house.
We did process control in our house. The compliance stuff is sent out to the outside lab.
Oh, okay.
Because we're not, you have to have a certified lab, and we don't have that.
Okay, that's what I want to cover. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Any questions? For the board's information, the Water Wastewater Subcommittee will be meeting on this, I'm sure, in the next month or so. But one of the things this contract does is, for those of you who were on the board at the time, it started in May, and so it ends, I think, on May 3rd. So it actually ends on May 2nd or something like that.
It ends on the 31st.
Of what?
May 1st.
So the contract actually expires April 30th. So what we're going to propose is to amend the terms of the contract and have it start on July 1st. So we'll be discussing either a contract extension of 2 months or a 62-month renewal at some way or another. So, but Bernie and I have actually already started talking about some ideas and things that I'd like to see and that he'd like to see, but at the very informal level. So I know that Directors Peace and Graves will be seeing that sometime in the next probably 60 days or so. And other than the little road bump we hit a couple years ago, I got to tell you, Bernie and staff are doing great. From my perspective, they're awesome. It's good to have Bernie back.
Yes.
And he's never leaving, you know that.
No, he's not. He's a
picture. He's got an ankle bracelet on. We know where he goes.
Look. Thanks again. It's been
fun. It's been a quick 5 years. Thanks for all of your service. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Lydia.
I just want to echo that those sentiments about Bernie and also Veolia, because we it was back when Ray was there. Ray and I were really hard on that contract, and there was a lot of things that were put at you to achieve to make things happen, and there were some bumps in the road. But I just was thinking as Bernie was giving his record of what's occurred, that, you know, the reports we get now from every month are just pretty much standard. There's no more, we had to adjust for this, and we had to do that. And Mark won't even ask about employees anymore. I just want to tell you how pleased we are with what Veolia has done with our water services. It's been actually a pleasure not to have to worry about things.
You know you're doing a good job, and I don't ask it for a full strength.
That's right.
Yeah,
because
I've told him, he's always asking.
Yeah.
Any other questions, comments?
I'm from the time I've been here and just growing and knowing the complexity of what your team does is pretty amazing. It's taken me a while to get around after hour on some little spots here and there with the all the electronic analysis and SCADA things, and I've been here 3 years, and I'm still on a curve of learning and realizing how important your component parts of making this wastewater system and water system work. So I appreciate it. My phone's not ringing, and that's a good thing.
Awesome. Thanks again. All right, moving on to President's Report and Director's Comments. Any comments from the Director?
Just be funny.
All right. I get nothing to report. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving next week. Consent calendar.
Approval.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Moving on to item F1, Community Center Cash Flow Analysis and 5-Year Forecast. General Manager, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. As you are well aware, the Community Center, since we purchased it in February of 2013, we had some growing pains getting started, some starts and stops. We finally opened for full operations January of 2014, so we're just completing our second complete full year of operations. A few years ago, the board had requested a 5-year cash flow analysis be conducted, and we had Barter Wells do that for us, and that is attached this evening to the agenda report. The reason we did that was because the board wanted to see where we were, knowing that we had limited revenues coming out of Zone 8, and what kind of subsidies and operating expenses were going to be needed to operate the community center and its programs. So we've gone ahead, and instead of doing it just the first year, this is the third year you've now seen this. The first year didn't look as pretty. The second year was a little bit better, but this year looks pretty good. So I'm just going to go through the hit list for you real quickly if you want. On page 14 of 44 of the agenda pack, under where it says 14-15 operating results, one of the things that we budgeted for last year we didn't get was the $65,000 for Measure WW. It's a timing thing. We anticipate getting that this year. So we didn't get that $65,000. And we didn't have to draw any funds out of reserves for it, and we still broke even. So we spent the $73,000 on the tennis courts and the pool resurfacing and came out ahead on that. We still with $65,000 coming back to us probably later this year. Adding to that, we had some operating savings from some staffing savings. As you know, our Parks and Rec manager left in, I believe it was March, and Brian started with us in June. So we had a little bit of savings there. And we had about a month or so before our two new landscape guys came on board. So there's a little bit of savings that took place at that point that we won't see in future years, assuming staffing remains the same. On page 15, Zone 8 revenues came in at $74,000 more than anticipated, which was a good thing. That shows that the economy is improving and that the Zone 8 revenues and the property tax, that 1% that's on the right-hand column of your property tax bill, increase our revenues here by $74,000. More importantly, the next line item down, in 2014-15, the community center collected over $120,000 in operating revenues, far exceeding our budget amount of $46,000. You know we've been really conservative in our budgets, and we're going to continue to remain conservative in our budgeting, but yet it's nice to see that our programming has really come about. The SOME team is the largest portion of that. They generate $32,000 annually to the district, of which we receive 20% or 15%? We receive 20% of those revenues, so about $6,000 comes back to us as straight overhead, if you will, after all other expenses are paid. For expenses, we incurred at the community center, we incurred operating expenses of $275,000 and the capital expenses of $149,000. Those were primarily the tennis court and the swimming pool renovations. I think the swimming pool was about in the neighborhood of $65,000, and if I'm not mistaken, the tennis courts were in the neighborhood about $75,000. I'm not sure if those numbers add up, but it's in that neighborhood. Staffing costs $112,000. For the last fiscal year. And if you go down to page 17 of 44, there's a chart there, it's called Table 1. If you look at the proposed 14-15 versus the actual 14-15, and go down to total revenues, where it says $676,200 and $710,200, that was our revenue difference, about $35,000. Had we received that $65,000 in that past fiscal year, our revenues for that year would have been $775,000. But you can see for this current fiscal year, it's plugged in at $65,000 on the next column over. So our revenues expected for next year are $861,000 in large part because of that $65,000. It'll be dropping back down again in future years. Dropping back down but then continuing to grow. The bottom line is on that chart is the estimated ending fund balance. You can see that we are still continuing to grow that. Next year, or this current year, $643,700,755,000. So essentially, about just under $300,000 is used to operate the community center. And all those funds come out of Zone 8 and operating revenues. So the Zone 8 revenues pay for approximately half of it. And then operating revenues pay for the difference. We have not tapped into operating reserves this year, and that's, like I said, that's a good thing. So I think at the end of our fiscal year, June 30, our numbers were looking good, in part because of an improving economy, in large part also because of the programming, the rentals, all those birthday parties you see out there on the weekends when that back 40 is filled up. That has really generated a lot of interest, and in fact, we're going to be looking at doing some improvements to the barbecue areas out there. We'll be discussing with the Parks and Landscape Committee tomorrow afternoon. So unless the board has any other questions on that, that's that. Dean is here to address any questions that you may have.
It's good news.
Thank you.
It's good.
Very good news, thank you.
Coming into this, we were a little nervous because we weren't really sure how it was going to fall out, but we were pretty confident that the numbers were positive. We knew where our revenues were, we knew where our expenses were. We weren't sure what the outlook, what the forecast was going to look like. So we're happy to see that. And if you go back to our current budget for this year, you'll see that our revenue projections are continuing to be maintained at a very conservative level. So we're not using those revenues and expanding our expenses because of them, but what we're doing is we're staying within those so that we can make sure that we have adequate revenues to run our programs.
The swimming pool and the swim team generate a good chunk of income too. It's great. So Zone 8 is considered about half of it. About 50% from the Zone 8 funds?
For community center?
Yeah.
Roughly 50%, yes. A little bit less this past year, and probably be a little bit less this current year, less than 50%. The first year was right around 50%, and you know we did use Zone 8 reserves the first 2 years, and we haven't used them the last two. So,
any feedback from the county as far as consolidation of all of our parks and landscaping districts, and how we can impact our budget in 5 years?
That is a nightmare that is going to need to be awakened.
It's going to be funny about it in 5 years.
County council has been very difficult.
We may not have any change for this fiscal year.
No, not for this year.
Okay. All right.
And in fact, to address that specifically, we're moving forward with a number of projects that we would have been doing in-house. Mm-hmm. If you remember the shade structure project, yeah. Poured in place over at Slifer Park, the solar lighting over there, some improvements over to Regatta Park. We're going to move forward with those, with the county managing those projects and administer. We're going to administer part of it, and they're going to manage it. So it'll be a little bit of savings, but not quite what we were hoping for.
All right. Thank you, Gina, general manager, and all the staff for getting this fine-tuned on this operation.
It's all Brian's fault.
Yeah, Brian. Keep the grass green. It's looking good now. Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Next item. We don't have any action items, so excuse me. Do we? No. Just thank you for the information. All right. Any other informational items? Looks like wow, shoulder widening on the golf course. So that's good news. So, any idea on that time frame? Just they're asking us for just a public review, and the deadline on that is, are we going to make any comments? December 7th, so that's a public comment, end period. Okay.
All right, moving on.
Would you like me to draft a letter for the December 2nd meeting that would be, that we could forward to the county with comments on this?
This is a, they're going to loan this project regardless, I mean. I guess comments for the letter.
Well, our comments could be that we did have one of our employees.
Balfour?
Yes. Oh, no, Balfour.
Balfour doesn't form their area.
No.
Now they're widening the path from this Bixler Road to Sellers on Balfour Connection. And so all of our constituents drive that road. And so it'll be a benefit to our community, although it's outside of our area. But yeah, I don't think we need to write a letter, but thanks for offering that. All right, the LA report for 2015 October.
CPR EA training. It was an 8-hour fun day we had. We did that training last month. All reports were submitted on time. Quarter reports were submitted. On the water side, all wells were active. We produced 80 million gallons of water to the communities. No bacteria issues. You can see here we have a water chart. And, we still continue with a water conservation that we're around the $80 million. But we're saving 30%, and I think on the average for the 5-month period, around 37%. So we're doing very well on water conservation. And at the wastewater plant, since we put in the booster system to do recycled water at the wastewater plant, you can see there we're averaging over a million gallons a month we're saving. And the reason you have the 5 minutes is when we run the belt press is the water usage goes up. So you'll see that stagger depending on how much the belt presses are ran. You can see in the permits, all limits are well below and normally on the wood. Well below our limit, we average about 1.1 MGD on a daily basis. And no violations. All back tees for wastewater fine. All lift stations are running in order. As I spoke earlier, we'll start our second phase of flushing all lines, which will start in a couple of weeks. And there's our preventive maintenance, over 200 work orders, and things are going well. Questions? Good.
Again, just to reiterate, I mean, I look at the aging. I remember when we sat over here on this side when Rick first came here, and we had like 200 aging back-ordered items that weren't, you guys kept trying to get a handle on, and I'm looking, it's only 14. That's just amazing. So thank you.
He's been working late hours.
Well done.
General manager's report.
Happy Thanksgiving. As you know, the district office will be closed next Thursday and Friday.
And Thanksgiving
next week.
She's going to open on Thanksgiving.
She's the 4th of July.
The 4th of July. All right.
Everybody's going to get a manager's All right. All right. Legal.
Nope, only to extend our wishes to directors and staff and families for happy start to the holiday season.
Any committee updates? Okay, correspondence. Looks like we've got a couple here. Good. Public records request from the newspaper. Any future agenda items? Sorry.
I was waiting for that.
Future agenda items.
Yeah, I would ask that staff work together with legal and see if we can't draft a letter of support for the detachment and proper distribution of tax monies for our constituents with regards to BBID in a way that's not going to be adversary to our partner that we work with, but yet still shows our constituents that we support their monies going to services they're paying for. That might be a little bit touchy, but I'd like to bring it back to the board, see if we can't get board approval for all of us to sign that and send that to the Board of Supervisors to support their action.
We can try and have something on the second, the next meeting.
You understand my intent, yes, though? Not to be just... Yeah, I know, it's a little touchy, but yet I think our constituents need to know that we support it. And that money, especially if it goes to the fire district, that opens up another station.
I would maybe just make a recommendation that it'll probably be a good dialogue that Rick will probably want to open up to have some discussion, so it might influence the letter that comes out, so we might do a draft or something and give Rick an opportunity to have the dialogue with his staff and then with you.
Okay.
All right, any other future agenda items?
I've got your future agenda, but I didn't see a closed any discussion on the Hoffman issue. Do we have that coming up?
It is on your next agenda.
Oh,
it's perfect. It will. This is our regular board meetings. It's not closed sessions.
Oh, it says closed sessions.
Some of them do. Depending on the item.
We're having a closed session item December 2nd to discuss that. Possible litigation, Hoffman Corporation.
Oh, okay, I see. No, thank you.
I was looking for the same thing. I caught it kind of earlier.
And the other agenda
items? Are we not having a meeting, second meeting in December, or is there just nothing on it? Or it doesn't address regular meetings?
Real quick on our schedule through the end of the year, are we dropping any meetings?
I hadn't planned on doing so.
Okay, so all meetings are scheduled first and third through the end of the year?
The next meeting is December 2nd, the following meeting is December 2nd, 9th, 16th.
Okay,
so
we're on schedule for
those meetings are scheduled to take place.
All right, good deal. All right, at this time, I'd like to adjourn our meeting.
What's up, Victor? Yeah.